We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning now. Believe it or not, 2 days to opening day. Unless the rain comes, and then, you know, then it's 3 days. 2 or 3 days to opening day. It'll be this week. NFL owners' meetings are this week. Howie Roseman spoke yesterday. Nick Sirianni and Jeffrey Lurie later on today. Sixers lose last night. Flyers, Rangers tonight. Both teams obviously coming down the stretch trying to position themselves for the postseason. Look, we'll talk about it all with you today at 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Wade Boggs holds the International Gamefish Association world record for the largest bluefish ever caught.
That's wild.
World record. Wade Boggs.
Did not know that. That is a unusual factoid. Crossover from, is fishing a sport?
Yes. Have you ever fished?
John, it's an activity.
Hold on. Have you ever fished?
No.
So how can you in any way claim knowledge of this topic?
Because I shoot hoops, and tomorrow I'm going to prove that with excellence. Seltzer, you get ready for tomorrow. I want everyone listening right now out to Villanova tomorrow, because I'm going to put on a Steph Curry lookout.
Oh, really? Good. Good. I like this.
I don't know. I'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. I will have some fun. Come on out tomorrow to Villanova if you can. Full court frenzy at the Pavilion during our program tomorrow. All right, let's get to it here. Look, a lot to do, and we'll get into the Phillies as they get close to opening day. John, let's kick it off with the Eagles. You know, we heard yesterday, obviously, from Howie and Sirianni and Lurie later on today. We'll talk to Elliot during the 7 o'clock hour, who's obviously there at the owners' meetings, and we'll be talking to these guys, you know, when they speak. You know, John, here's what's happened over the last, I guess it's now 2 months. We have heard from the Eagles brass a few times. Now, not Lurie yet. That'll be later today for the first time. But we've heard from Howie and Nick a couple different times. The Eagles got rid of a bunch of players. They signed a bunch of players. They got rid of some coordinators. They brought in new coordinators. What you have now is for the most part, pretty much what you're going to have when the season comes. Of course, there's still a draft. There's only so much you can expect rookies to contribute year one. Hopefully they do a great job. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. We don't even know who they'll be yet. We don't even know what positions they'll be yet. What you have is, for the most part, what you're going to go to September with. And I'll ask this big open-ended question, John, to you and everyone today, 215-592-9494. Have the Eagles done enough to convince you? And when I say convince you, I mean, have they convinced you that they are back in that elite Super Bowl contending zone? That's where they were in 2022. It's sure as heck where it looked like they were for 3 months in 2023. And then, like, the roof collapsed. And so did our morale as a fan base, rightfully so. Again, I ask this question. With a lot of moves now down and done and in the books, have they done enough to convince you that they're back? 215-592-9494. John, first crack at it.
Yes.
What do you see? What do you think?
Absolutely. They did enough in one move with Saquon Barkley to give me a huge shot in the arm, no question about it. But Devin White, Bryce Huff, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, guys like that, I revere that toughness, that athleticism, that mindset of that type of player. Think about what we've done and compare it to what the Dallas Cowboys have done during the free agency period. We are active. We're going out there. We're changing the landscape of the NFL. And there are teams who are sitting on their hands. I cannot get over that part. Saquon really was all I needed. I love Saquon as a person. I think when he was at Penn State, we all appreciated him, you know, from sort of afar. He was there. We all saw the quality individual that he was, and now he gets to be ours. He's ultra motivated. He was just done wrong by that New York team in the way that they treated him contractually speaking. He's going to come in here and he gets to play them twice a year, which is amazing for us. He's a quality human who's been underappreciated by those Giants, and he's going to make them pay. I love that. I love being on the right side of that story. He's a face melter. He is an every down back. He is something we have not had. Last year, Swift was, you know, 20 carries was it the most we could ever expect. This is just where Saquon gets started feeling like Saquon at 20 carries. I love where this is going. And now with Kellen Moore, you know, the changes in our offense that will already be changed because we've got a more established offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore who will run the ball, who has had success running the football. I hear all the time people who want to be a naysayer, they say, well, Kellen, look at what he did out in Los Angeles. Didn't run the football. That was a mess. I'm not counting last year in terms of his want to. Yeah. Translating into what
Eckler was pretty banged up also.
He was banged up.
He got banged up early. Never really seen the same.
It felt like a mulligan of a season for the offensive coordinator. I'm fine with the fact that we've got a guy who has had success running the football. We're going to dominate running the football. We've seen the Chiefs, an offense, be so dominant, lift the entire team, including the defense. We can do that. Our run game can control clocks, control games to the point where it'll give our defense a little bit of time to figure things out on the back end of things. The run game will dominate and lift this team. Saquon every week with 20 carries and then 5 catches on top of it, that controls the pace. It grinds every defense we play into little pulps out there. And the way that'll open things up downfield for AJ and Devontae and Dallas, the way Jalen can hold defenders for Saquon on the backside and vice versa. Our offensive skill guys, they're going to chew this league up. And again, it will allow Vic Fangio the time to find the schemes that best fit this personnel.
You know what cracks me up,
that he's
John?
Got to work with.
You're saying a lot of nice things. And I mean, look, a lot of it makes a lot of sense. But I think there's a lot you're not addressing. So let me just say this. And again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. It's a simple question, but, you know, we'll see where your answers go. Have the Eagles done enough to convince you that they're back to being elite, that they're back to being a Super Bowl contender? The answer from my standpoint is no. And let me tell you why they haven't convinced me. And John, you talked a lot about
this. It's unbelievable,
stuff.
Man. Like, what are you expecting?
All right, here's the deal. They Holy haven't cow. Told us what the issue was. What was the freaking issue that tore a 10-1 team apart? And because I haven't been told what that is, I don't know that it's solved. So hell no, I'm not convinced.
You think they have to tell you to solve the issue?
No, but I know this. Something happened. Yes. I don't know what it was. I still don't know what it was. We may not ever find out what it was.
I don't think that providing that info to us is going to help them to the other end of that.
No, to be fair to them, they don't have to provide it to us. But, I mean, if the question is, am I convinced, my answer is no, because I don't even still know what the hell happened and whether they have fixed it. Like, to me, there's a couple ways I look at it. Look, I agree with John, the defensive improvement looks good. I mean, obviously, they got to deal with the cornerback situation. That does worry me, and I'll use the word worry, not concern. It worries me, okay? Because now the draft will probably play a big part in that, and hopefully they get a kid in the first or second round. They can come in and start. I really hope big time they do that because I think they need it. Gardner Johnson's a big upgrade. Huff, we'll see. We don't know if Reddick's going to be on the team or not. I mean, Devin White should help, but he also got benched at the end of the year. We'll see. I mean, the defense has got to be better because it can't be worse. Got to be a lot better. Doesn't have to be great, but you want to see the defense get to a point where you can at least feel like it's an average defense in the NFL, and maybe they'll get there. Maybe they'll exceed that. We'll see. Offensively, obviously, Saquon helps. There's no doubt about it. You know, removing Quez Watkins helps. No,
he's going to be the focal point of our offense.
So here's the other thing.
It's a huge deal.
To me, there's three main reasons why I say no. Am I convinced? Doesn't mean they can't do it. They could do it, but why I'm not convinced, three things. One, I still don't know what the issue was, so I don't know if they've solved it. Two, Hurts. We'll see. We'll see. I was a big believer, and then I'm not, and now I want to be, but we'll see. We'll see under Kellen Moore what he can do. I mean, it's great to have Saquon, who obviously can catch, 85 passes a year. We'll see if Hurts can find him. We'll see. I'm not convinced. Sirianni, reason three. I mean, guys, let's remember, as a fan base, most of us, as defined by a poll we did at the end of the season, 71% thought Sirianni should have been canned. 71% of people that responded to our poll mid-January thought Sirianni should be canned. Lurie, who will speak later today, chose not to. That's his choice. It's his team. Obviously, there's something to be said for keeping Sirianni. Guy made the playoffs 3 years in a row out of the gate. That's very impressive. We also know things utterly collapsed in December into mid-January on his watch. It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. And we now know he's not going to be running the offense because Kellen Moore is, but he's going to have his hand in the cookie jar, but he's not, but he is. And then Seltzer tells me, but he's going to be CEO of the team, and that's okay because that model can work, and sometimes it does. And then he gets asked a question at a press conference, what are you going to do? And he says, well, sit in on some defensive meetings. Like, that part feels weird to me. So, John, your enthusiasm and your optimism, I love hearing it because I want to hear that. I want to feel that. And like you, I see signs of growth with the moves they've made. That's good stuff. I mean, clearly they've added more good players than lost good players. They didn't have that many good players to lose. But I will say this, Kelce and Cox, that's a problem. I mean, let's not act like it's just the same team minus some bad players, and then you add the good players, and then Cox and Kelce are here. They ain't here. As Rick Pitino said years ago about Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, and Kevin McHale, they ain't walking through that door. Kelce and Cox are gone. Those are big losses. I mean, Kelce especially was still playing at an enormously elite level. So as we sit here today, and again, later on Lurie, later on Sirianni, we'll be all ears to hear what is said, the whole deal, and digest it and make of it what we all do. But you can weigh in on this, late March day at 215-592-9494, knowing that the bulk of the Eagles team for 2024 has been assembled. Some moves still to be made, probably some low-level free agent signings if I had to guess. But mostly what you got is what you got, plus the draft coming up. Have they convinced you? They have not convinced me. Now, that's okay. I want to be clear. They don't have to convince
me. There's so much more to this offseason than what's taking place. This is just such a small little sliver.
Well, is Redick going to be on the team?
Of what's going to happen. I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's possible that he's on the team. It's crazy.
It is possible.
It's crazy, but it's possible.
It is possible.
And if he's on the team, I think it might make us a better team. If he's able to handle the emotions that go along with whatever this is, the travails of the process of determining whether he's going to be on the team or not.
Look, I sure hope he's on the team. We'll see where you stand.
$14.25 million, dollars, they could be paying Hassan Reddick that much this year.
It's very
They're
possible.
They're holding to that.
Yeah, it's certainly possible he's on the team. All right, look, we'll talk to Elliot in the 7 o'clock hour from the NFL owners' meetings. Your phone calls throughout the show, 215-592-9494. Have the Eagles convince you? You tell us. By the way, Phillies tickets, how you can win them for the opening, not opening day, for the game next week. We'll tell you that coming up next, how you can win those tickets today on our show, and we'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, it is, of course, 94 WIP. Hey, say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, lets you bet on every game of the tournament. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook, and that is, of course, FanDuel Sportsbook with an app that's awesome, the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get it? So easy to sign up for right there on your phone. Bang! You're in. And, of course, with 16 teams remaining, 15 games to go, you can lock in where new customers get $200 in bonus bets. That's right, $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So many ways to bet. All these.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
How about that unbelievable story of the bridge collapsing in Baltimore? It's a disaster.
Oh my God,
it's
Have you seen the video? It's wild.
Yeah, sad with the Baltimore bridge collapse, and hopefully, you know, it sounds like some people are going to have passed away, and hopefully it's not too many, but what a disaster down there. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles trying to construct their team, and for the most part they have for 2024. Have they convinced you? Where do you stand? Also, how you can win Phillies tickets today on our show. We'll get to that and more. Let's kick it off with our guy, Kurt Marlton. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, all.
Good morning,
what's up, Kurt?
Do you ever have those days where you walk out the door and everything's out of sync? It feels surreal, like you're living in a Salvador Dali painting.
Oh, jeez. That's a reference.
Well, today I'm seeing that watch melt over the rock. I agree with Joe.
There you go. All righty. Well, here's the key words on that, Kurt. It's called welcome to wisdom. All right, sir, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I have a good feeling. They've done a lot of work. They filled a lot of holes. You can tell that,
yes,
you know, there's a plan. But, and I'm not saying the team owes us an explanation, nor do I expect them to come out and say what took place. But there was a dynamic in place that torpedoed the team and the season. And without knowing what that is, we can't know whether it was addressed. We can hope it was. We
right.
can be really hopeful. But we can't know. So I can't be confident yet. Here's a good thing, though. We've got some personalities on that team, and guys like A.J. Brown and C.J. G.J. that are pretty expressive. And I think those guys are going to end up being the barometer early on. Based, you know, they can't be quiet. They can't stay off social media. They can't not express their feelings. If things are quiet, it's a good sign as we go further into the summer. But they're going to give us an idea whether or not things are what they should be or whether they're not.
I would tend
That's
to agree.
Interesting.
Yeah,
guys coming into town for OTAs and that sort of thing will use the big talkers as the barometer as to how functional the team is.
Kurt, I also think it's going to be interesting when A.J. Brown is back in front of reporters when they ask him about Hurts. What does he say then? Because I was struck in his interview on WIP about a month ago. On one hand, he gave a nice answer about Hurts, but on the other hand, he made it really short and specifically said to Jack and Ike, like, I don't want to quote him here because this isn't the exact quote, but basically, I don't want to get in all that here. And it's like, well, so which way is it? Is it cool? Is it not? Like, I mean, Kurt, that's part of where I'm confused.
Sure. And legitimately so. And after seeing what Hurts can do, we know what the high water mark is, and you would hope he can improve on it. But after what took place last year, you've got to have concerns. And apparently, at least one player, even if he didn't voice them clearly, AJ's got concerns too. And this is a guy that's a friend. And we need to see it. I can't be confident until I see it in action.
All right, Kurt, appreciate the phone call. Let's get to Will right now. Will, you're on WIP.
Voltron, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Will.
Oh, I'm doing great too, man. You know, like I've been saying this for a minute. Far as the Jalen Hurts thing, you know, I really don't think. I mean, this is just my opinion. I don't think they really asked him about, you know, what type of back he wanting behind him. I don't think they asked, you know, is really working on, you know, what he really can do on the field, man. Because, like I said, that throwing in the flat is not his. That's not his game. You want to play to the quarterback's game, man.
Wait. Why is throwing in the flat not his game, Will? I think it should be every quarterback's game to be able to utilize that.
Well, it should be and is are two different things.
But can I finish? Yeah. The reason why I said that all season, for the last three seasons, I've been watching him. And if you count how many times he threw in the flat, you could probably count on your hands and feet. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing.
Yeah,
is,
that's a bad. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that's because he can't do it. I think that's because, for whatever reason, they've run bad offense here in Philadelphia for a couple years now. It's flummoxed everyone. Why in the world aren't we getting our backs more involved in the passing game? Especially because it's the easiest thing in the world to get backs involved in a passing game, checking the ball down 5 yards. Yeah. It's an easy completion. They can turn and chew up first downs for you left and right. I think that's a huge step. That's a huge area of development for this offense, and you're going to see it this year.
Yeah, I feel as though, listen, as far as Jalen, I really think he's going to, you know, improve on working on that, and we're going to really need him to do that. And the other thing is, you know, you see that new rule they brought in, right? And you see what I've been saying, right? And I'm just saying. Did you see the new rule?
We saw it. All right, let's get into this. And Will, good call, buddy. Appreciate that. John, let's tackle. See what I just did there,
Look
Seltzer?
At you.
Let's tackle
Very
this
good.
Issue.
So impressed.
So the NFL has this new rule. How do you even refer to it? You can't tackle
the
and
drop hip?
Yeah, all right.
You can't drop your weight on the legs of the guy you're trying to tackle.
All right, John, is this a good rule for football or a bad rule for football?
I mean, I'm glad that I didn't play defense. Yeah. You know, I'm glad that I didn't have these rules imposed upon me that said, hey, whenever you block someone, you have to do it at this angle. You're not allowed to do it this way. You have to hold your hands a certain way. Like, I don't know how defenders are expected to actually do their job well when there are all these rules that continue to be attached to how you're supposed to tackle safely and properly. And, man, just not an enviable spot for them to be in. You know, the part of the reason why this came about is they're trying to change the way they're hitting to start with. You know, like, we are trying to do away with the helmet to helmet, and everything else is now falling in the line of fire. Football is going to get people hurt, period. And it's just a matter of how do you properly how do you set expectations for that? What's the right amount of hurt? You know, like, it's never easy to assess that. I don't know what's going to happen.
Look, I mean, my initial thought, and I'm not trying to be callous guy. I'm not out there. The players are out there. My initial thought is this is bad for football. Now, obviously, it's good
But they always figure out how to adjust the way the NFL says they have to.
But
remember when they had to fit their head in, like, a target area between the shoulders and between the waist? They somehow were able to do that.
But here's why it's bad for football, because we're headed toward the point where you're going to just start having 40 to 35 games all the time. And I just think that's bad. First off, I don't want to hear any – I don't ever anyone to call up and say this guy's got to make the Hall of Fame because he's got 60,000 yards passing. Like, that means nothing to me anymore. Okay, none of that stuff matters. I mean, the game is so skewed to offense. Everything has gone. So on one hand, obviously, I admire the NFL's desire to try to have players not get hurt. And this type of tackle, I mean, they have clear evidence that it leads to a lot more injuries than when tackles happen another way. So
Overwhelming. Yes.
So I totally respect.
There's no argument.
Yes.
Right.
Correct. I totally respect the NFL's desire to try to have guys not get hurt. Like, that's admirable. That's good. On the other hand, it's like, at what cost? At what cost to the game? I mean, so
the videos they were showing looked like good tackles.
Regular tackles.
How are they going to expect?
I don't know.
I don't know how you make those tackles. Like, the videos, like, the running tackle. Like, I don't know how you tackle the guy. Like, I don't know how you get him to the ground.
And
otherwise.
I also don't know how the ref sees it all in real time.
Correct. That's a great point, especially because it is so, you know,
now,
in the
one,
moment.
They're
now,
the best athletes in the world. They have to figure out a way to do this within the rules, and they continue to do it.
One thing I heard, I forget which official said it, not an NFL referee, but a league spokesman type person, said that they know, out of the gate. The refs probably won't see it in real time that frequently, but it's something that they'll try to legislate out over time by fining players. You know, when the players get fined on a Monday or Tuesday, they'll go back, they'll look, fine, $10,000 fine, $5,000 fine. This stuff starts adding up, and then players, you know, act differently on the field. I don't know.
Does it change your opinion of how the Eagles are built?
In what regard?
In the fact that they're veering so heavily towards building the offense up and concerned less with the defense, and let's just make the offense great because this league's all about scoring.
Well, like, I don't know that that's true, though. They spent a lot of money on Gardner Johnson.
Oh, I know. They spent, but the point is they've definitely put more resources into the offense. They spent on Saquon. They spent on running back.
They did.
You know?
They did.
I don't know.
All right, look, we'll take your phone calls on the new rule and what you make of it. As a consumer of football, as a football fan, what do you make of it? 215-592-9494. The Phillies tickets. We'll tell you next how you can win them. Plus, Shohei Ohtani on the record about the fiasco swirling around him. We'll get to that and rock all the calls on all these topics. And the Eagles, have they convinced you? You tell us. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494.
It's not where you sleep, but it's where dreams come true. Not the living room or the family room, but it is the room where the family comes to life. And, of course, it's the kitchen where you make a lot of things, but you especially make memories. And at Colonial Marble and Granite, a complete kitchen featuring stone counters from the region's most extensive selection can cost just $69.99. That's countertops, sink, and hardware installed, plus cabinetry. Life's most enduring memories should take place in rooms that deserve the depth and character only stone can impart. And only Colonial can offer you the region's most extensive and varied selection of natural and engineered stone. I know it firsthand. I had an amazing selection when Colonial Marble and Granite transformed my kitchen into the kitchen of my dreams. I love it. You will love yours. Tremendous experience. Selection all the way through installation. They'll listen to your thoughts and ideas.
All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning, 94 WIP. Reminder on Wednesday morning, that's tomorrow at WIP's Full Court Frenzy. Now, you can be there at Villanova as we do the show from the pavilion. Show, of course, begins at 6, or as we actually do, 5:57. The doors will open for everyone to come in at 6:30 tomorrow. So please come on out if you get the opportunity and help support, of course, in the fight against cancer. If you can make a direct donation, we're looking to raise a lot of money for the American Cancer Society through the wonderful work of Coaches Versus Cancer. You can go to this website, phillycvc.org. Again, that's phillycvc.org to make a direct donation. And obviously, we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. Reminder of the event, 7 o'clock, a half-court shooting contest that, John, I know you'll be in. And, James, you're going to heave-ho it up there.
Sure am.
More likely to win, James, you or Richie?
Richie.
I agree.
How many people
without
are doing
a doubt.
I don't remember. I think it's like 20 or 30 or something.
I
like that.
Would guess it has been.
How many shots do we get?
Well, it's one, but
it's
then
one.
But then the key is if two people both made it, then you got to have a shoot off somehow.
I would guess it has been 22 to 24 years since I have taken a half court shot.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay.
Yeah. So, see what happens.
Should each person get two chances?
I don't know.
It doesn't take that much.
Two's fine. I think two's fair. Sure.
You just got to figure out the timing of it all.
Yeah, because the first one, you're like, oh, I'm either
it's
too short or whatever. Yeah. You should get one. I agree. One practice.
Yeah, sure. I think that's a good idea.
Two to make one.
Yeah.
Two to make one. Yeah, they both count, but best one counts.
John,
whatever.
Do you know
you
up until
– the size it up shot, though.
That, all right. John, let me ask you this. Do you know that up until a point, I believe in the 70s, the NBA's free throw system was three to make two? And I'm not making this up. You got three free throws
no
to
way.
Make two.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Until some point along the way. And
Shaq
they said,
would have still missed all three.
Yeah, probably
That's
would.
Awfully forgiving.
Three to make two. Isn't that weird?
And is that the terminology that they use?
Well, I don't know. It's just what I say. I mean, it's
well, why do you say that?
Because you got three shots to
it
make
makes
two.
Makes sense. So, what would you say?
Did they always have three
five,
shots?
You'll say five to make two, even though it's three.
No, did they always have three?
I don't know. I wasn't around when Naismith invented the game. I don't
well,
know.
Well, how do you know this much?
Because I'm the hammer. I mean, these are the kind of things that the hammer knows about, man. I got older brothers.
But
I got an older
really
sister.
You don't know about
tell
it.
Me these things.
Prior to the 1954-55 season, they had that rule.
Could prior you to 54? Ask them what? The details so we could get
yeah,
a
the
better
details, well,
view of this?
Or we just look it up and then
just
bang!
Heard. Rhea just said it.
All right, so 7 o'clock half-court shooting contest, 8 o'clock
bang!
Big game and knockout. Rhea, you're going to be a knockout, correct?
Well, you just asked me this morning, yep. And I'm like James, I haven't taken a shot in about 20 years, and I have a bruised middle finger, not okay. From giving it often to people. I don't know, yeah. But it's all black and blue, but I'm going to do it anyway.
There she is. Way to go. All powering right. through.
That'll be about 50 people in knockout, and then around 8:30 or 8:40, we start the free throw shooting contest. It'll be bracket style. By the way, we'll set those brackets later in the show. Names in a hat, and we'll pull out all the dignitaries and figure out who's competing against who. 215.
Got to make sure you're not influencing this names in a hat anyway. Just to make sure we're on top of this.
That's right. When you call in today, of course, you can also win a pair of tickets to see the Phils game versus the Reds April 3rd. This is a 105 first pitch afternoon game after our show on April 3rd. We'll be headed down to the ballpark, and you can hang with us down there. We look forward to being there amongst a lot of listeners of our show. We're giving away about 30 tickets over the span of 3 weeks. For tickets to this game, if you don't win them, you can go to Phillies.com. Once again, that's Phillies.com. So, John, the great Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, passed away a number of years ago, about 10 years ago. But this would have been his birthday. Notable figure, obviously, in the history of TV shows and movies, the whole deal. His relationship with Captain Kirk was notable for sure. Here's the deal today. When you call in at 215-592-9494, we ask you this question. All the movies, all the books, all the shows, all the whatever, the best relationship, the most notable relationship you can think of between a human and a non-human, like Captain Kirk, human, Spock, not human, best answer by the end of the show. Like, to me, I go right
not
to...
Not human.
I go right to Chewie and Han. I mean, that to me is like, bang, right there.
I thought that's... Yeah, that's where
That's a big one. I mean, all right, Seltzer, give me a good answer here. Human, non-human relationship. Best answer of everyone listening. And it can be books, it can be TV shows, movies, whatever it might be. 215-592-9494. What do you got here,
I'm guys? In a glass case of emotion, Joe. Ron Burgundy and Baxter.
Okay.
Oh, Baxter.
There it is. Rhea, give me an answer. Human, non-human relationship.
I am going with a dog, too. This is a book and a movie, Marley and Me. Marley and John Bergen, the crazy dog. And I cried at like a crazy at the end of it, even though I knew it had been,
We're going to get a lot of big. I know we're going to get big.
I feel like the dog thing. I feel like I'd be doing my dog a disservice if I don't give him a little heads up here. Louie. Yeah.
Well, we're talking,
Louis.
Movies and TV and whatnot. Yeah.
Dog? Crap.
Yeah. I'll give you one just to stick up for Johnny. I mean, because first person probably would have said it, and then that'd be the end of it. Elliot and E.T. I mean,
that's a big one.
That's massive.
It's huge.
All right, give it, because there's so many big ones still available. All the animals, all the creature guys, all the droids. Give us a big answer at 215-592-9494. A human, non-human relationship. Best answer wins the Phillies tickets. Bob in Doylestown right now. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Good, good. Good morning, John.
What's up, Bob?
How you doing?
Awesome.
Good. Joe, it's March the 26th.
Yes.
And I think, first off, what we've done as a football team, he's done far more than any other team in the league. Because he had to. He had to make a lot of changes. But
He being Howie, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. But I think we've made a lot of changes already. But I think we have to remember quite a few things here, and I'll put three important things out on the table. Number one, the draft is yet to come. We have three players to pick in the first 53. If we can't get minimum one, hopefully two starters out of those 53, okay, we have no idea. Just like the night that we got A.J. Brown, we don't know. He could pull out a rabbit
That's
out
true.
Of his hat and
right.
come out with Patrick Surtain. I think, it's okay that we reflect on the past and look, but I don't think we should dwell on it moving forward. I think one thing that happened last year, we had two very inexperienced coordinators. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were able to adapt. They just completely were dysfunctional, and they lost their way. And we were coming off a Super Bowl. I know it sounds like excuses, but I think it was the perfect storm for all three of those things to happen.
Well, a lot of good points here. Let me ask you about Sirianni. Did he lose his way?
I think he did, because I think he went from having a very stable relationship, Joe, to not having not knowing how to function in what was happening. He probably never experienced that. And I'm not making excuses for the guy, but the guy does. I think he's got the potential to be a good coach. And one other thing, Joe, that I really want to bring everybody's attention. Yeah, we're loading up on offense, but last year, and John can speak for this, being a former player, they took the safeties and they put a shadow on the quarterback, not to run, not to go to the right, not to do this. With all the weapons that we're going to have now, they're not going to be able to shadow the quarterback, because we now have a running back that's a clear option that can really dominate the game. And I think you're going to see a totally different offense this year, where you're going to ask the quarterback just to manage the game. And
well, he better do more than manage the game, because for $250 million, come on, man.
But what I'm saying, Joe, is I think he'll have less pressure on him, where he's not going to be the vocal point where they're always expecting him to run or to do this or to do that. All he's got to do is do his job, Joe.
Just and let the offense work for him. Exactly. Let the progression work for him. You know,
Joe, I think the arrows are up. I think we have a lot to be positive for. Plus, we've got 6 months until we play, Joe.
That's true. All right, Bob, give me an answer. You can win the Phillies tickets. Give me your relationship.
I'll go old school here, Joe. Timmy and Lassie.
Oh, that's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
Very nice.
So let me ask a question, and I appreciate that this guy, the last caller, just did this, but I'm just curious. The calling the person by their first name repeatedly, like, hey, Joe, hi, John. He might have called me Joe 6-7 times during that one call.
So it's actually an old sales thing. Like, the name repetition is an old sales trick. You're supposed to like create a familial relationship with it. It's like, well, Joe, I think that's a really good point, Joe. You know, like you're so maybe it comes from a sales.
And
background.
Just to be clear, I mean, I know my points are good. I appreciate you affirming that there.
No problem, Joe.
But all right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Andy calling from Limerick. Hi, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Going great, Andy.
I just wanted to talk. I have one question about the Phillies. I wanted to see what your thoughts were eventually going after Trevor Bauer.
I doubt they will. No, I don't. I think that ship has sailed.
Why?
I mean, there's a reason the entire league has not signed him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, obviously, Andy, there's a lot we don't know.
A lot more than we do, though.
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know. There's probably, like John just said, a lot of people in baseball probably know a lot more. My instincts just tell me, based on no one having signed him, he's probably not going to get signed, and not by the Phillies.
They don't want that headache.
Yeah, probably a canter in the locker room. That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. We turned around quick there?
That's it. That was good. That's all I needed.
All right, Andy, give me a big answer. You can win the Phillies tickets. Relationship, human, non-human.
Let's go Benny the Jet, Rodriguez, and the Beast.
All right, my man. Andy, you got to appreciate the phone call. Let's get to some Shohei Ohtani audio, or at least Shohei Ohtani-related audio, because Shohei spoke yesterday. And now, John, we got to call this interpreter number two.
Yes.
Interpreter two. So the new interpreter spoke after, during Ohtani speaking, translating. So just for our, you know, mostly English listening audience right now, we're going to play it probably makes sense to play the English portion of what was said instead of the Japanese portion. Would you?
Yeah, I would think that's probably the appropriate way to go.
Probably
about
a smart course of action, you know, for listenership. All right. So Ohtani spoke and then things were being translated. Let's listen to the translator. Again, this is not the translator that has since been fired and disgraced, unless he's taken a fall for Ohtani. Who knows? But Ohtani does speak, or at least the translator speaks, with conviction here. And hopefully this is true. Let's listen to how it started with Ohtani's new translator with the opening statement from Ohtani.
I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Up until a couple of days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
Okay, now that's Ohtani's new translator there. I mean, John, my first thought was, sounds pretty convincing. I mean, He's either completely lying, or it's convincing.
My thought was he's lying.
Can you imagine?
Is your thought that he's lying, James?
Of course, yeah. Just the idea. Look, I could understand that maybe Ohtani wouldn't notice $4.5 million missing, but the idea that all of Ohtani's people, whether it's the finance person he's got, his money manager, like no one at any point is going to Shohei himself and saying, "Hey, Shohei, what's going on with all this money?" You know,
how long ago was it said to have happened?
I mean, years, right? Like a couple years or something like that.
2 years, I think.
Yeah, I think it's 2 years. Yeah. So, like, I just don't understand how, like, at no point, it's just like, unless Shohei went to his money managers and said, "Hey, this guy can have whatever he wants whenever he wants it and don't even bother me," which seems weird.
He took care of everything. From what I've been reading from the LA papers is that, you know, this guy was his driver. He did shopping for him. Like, Shohei is kind of in a bubble. They said that he's kind of a little bit immature and that he handles nothing, but James is right. He's got to have money people. It's too much money to not have a financial advisor.
Well, I mean, yeah, seems a little strange.
Just seems weird to me. I don't know what happened, but this explanation doesn't really work for me.
All right, more from Ohtani through the now new translator as he continued on.
Up until that team meeting, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in debt. And I never agreed to pay off the debt or, you know, make payments to the bookmaker. And finally, when we went back to the hotel and talked one-to-one, that was when I found out that he had a massive debt. And it was revealed to me during that meeting that Ipe admitted that he was sending money using my account to the bookmaker. And at that moment, obviously, it was an absurd thing that was happening, and I've contacted my representatives at that point.
All right, John, you believe him?
I mean, I want to understand. I want to have a feel for the truth. I feel like maybe we're getting bits of it, but I just don't feel like we're getting the whole picture.
Well, I'm sure we're not getting the whole picture, but what we are getting is Ohtani saying Ohtani did nothing wrong.
And that...
Which will cause a disaster for him if it's proven that he did, because then you're Lance Armstrong guy.
Yes.
When people fall down...
Do you believe Shohei?
I tend to.
I believe Shohei that he did not know, and I do think it's possible that a guy who's got this much in bank accounts, who depends on people to... you know, invest and reinvest, you know, he just lets them, he delegates and says, just take care of that stuff.
Probably did.
I believe that that's possible.
I mean, James,
I think that there's a lot more
to his interpreter.
Going on.
I just, again, for that
yes,
many millions
the guy
of dollars
who takes care of everything.
It's possible. It just doesn't jive to me that the $4.5 million, like, it just doesn't jive to me that it just disappeared. And no one says to Shohei, no money manager, no one ever calls Shohei and says, "Hey, man, just check in. There's a lot of money right here that's going out to this and that and whatever." Like, just looking into it. Like, the fact that at no point along the way that Shohei had zero knowledge of this. This is his guy who does everything for him. This guy has this whole secret life going outside of Shohei. I just think it's so unlikely that Shohei had no idea this was happening.
Well, James, let me give you... Let me give you a theory just to put it out there as a possibility. That there is the financial guy, and the financial guy would often talk to the interpreter.
So the
financial guy sees
English.
The account goes from $16 million to $11.5 million, and I mean I'm making these numbers up. And the financial guy calls the interpreter and says, "Hey, interpreter, this account went from $16 million to $11.5 million. What's up? You maybe you want to ask Ohtani if anything
happened."
That's
fine. Again,
and then
the guy
gives a reason.
Ohtani has no idea this guy's gambling. No idea this is all happening. Whether or not his money manager calls him, that this is happening for this long. This is his guy. It's with all the time. Like, I just don't buy it. Like, I'm sorry. I don't buy that he had no idea. He might not have done anything nefarious. It's certainly possible he's just helping his buddy out and he didn't know any better. But I don't believe that he had no idea what was happening.
All right, well, that was the audio from yesterday. A.J. Brown would not approve of this conversation because this is, what is it? Speculative. And A.J. Brown does not approve of speculative conversation here on WIP.
NFL players are speculating about what's going on with Ohtani.
Exactly. All right. 215-592-9494. What do you make of what you just heard there, where your instincts goes on the matter? And again, all the phone calls on all these issues, including the Eagles, have they done enough to convince you? 215-592-9494. Let's also give you today's Twitter poll question of the day, because tomorrow is the free throw shooting contest, all part of WIP's full court frenzy. You can participate in and be at Villanova. And we will ask you this Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, with it being truck season in Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question: will Joe DeCamera, that's me, win? Will I win the free throw shooting contest happening tomorrow during WIP's Full Court Frenzy? Yes, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.